Yes, well, hello and welcome back to another episode of the Sit Down Stand Up Show. Yes, very good, very good. You can cheer now.
I say, announcer Fogey, that doesn't sound like our audience.
Yes, well, that's not quite our audience. Our audience is generally duller. Yes.
Well, I, for one, would like to hear our audience cheering.
All right, give me a moment to let me find the sound effects tape, yeah?
Hooray, yay, yippee, hoopla, oh boy, oh boy.
That sounds like a very small audience.
Yes, well, as I said last episode, a larger audience isn't in the budget.
Shall we begin our story, announcer Fogey?
Yes, yes, quite. For those of you who missed the first episode, here is the entire thing, played very, very fast.
Thank you, Mr. Fogey. It's all so clear now.
When we last left Jack McUnemployable, Jack had just swindled a cup of coffee in his quest to find true gainful unemployment.
I had...
And thus fulfilled his dream of taking his father's place as a layabout.
I had just...
For Jack was the unfortunate son of a deposed hobo.
Are you finished now?
Yes, I'm quite finished. Go ahead.
All right, then. I had just managed to swindle myself a cup of coffee and was drinking it when I found a letter in my cup.
I say, there's a letter in your cup of coffee.
Well, yes, that's what I just told our listeners.
Oh, right. So, what does it say?
It says, T.
T?
Well, yes, I said it was a letter.
Oh, right. What does it mean?
Well, it usually means the sound T.
How intriguing. Someone is secretly going T at you through your coffee.
Mr. Restaurant Owner, do you know anything about this tea in my coffee?
I didn't put any tea in your coffee. That's just plain coffee, mate.
Ooh. I say, there's a note on the back of that letter.
Oh, well then, I will read the note. It says...
I say, what a beautiful note. What picture was that, anyway?
I do believe it was an F-flat.
F-flat? There's no such thing as an F-flat.
Well, what do you think it was then?
E-sharp. Definitely E-sharp.
Excuse me there, sir?
Oh, yes? What can I do for you?
Are you Jack McUnemployable? The unlucky son of a deposed hobo?
Well, yes, I am. Why do you ask?
Because I wasn't here for the introduction.
Oh, well, fair enough, fair enough.
I understand that it is your dream to resume your father's office and become a total layabout.
Yes, that is very true.
Well, come with me. I believe I can help you. Just step out here into this back alley.
Alrighty.
Now, the object of becoming a total layabout is to become poor while doing absolutely no work, and I can help you accomplish that.
Oh, and how will you do that?
I will hit you on the head with this lead pipe, and once you have fallen unconscious, I will take all the money in your wallet.
That is absolutely brilliant!
Why, thank you.
May I know your name before you knock me unconscious, sir?
I am Mustard the Ninja.
Mustard? That's an unusual name for a ninja. Why do you call yourself Mustard?
Well, because there was already a ninja named Ketchup.
Oh, I see. Wait a minute. I thought ninjas weren't supposed to talk.
Well, this is a radio show. I couldn't really well do anything if I didn't talk, now could I?
Oh, you raise a very good point there, yes indeed.
All right, hold very, very still. There, I have beaten you senseless. Now hand over your wallet.
Oh, gladly. Here you go.
Thank you. Now, wait a minute. Why aren't you unconscious?
Well, I think you missed me.
Missed you? Well, then who was I beating senseless all that time?
Oh, my. Oh, my. You got me, sir. Bonked me right on top of my production of the Pirates of Penzance.
Mr. Grumley, I was in the middle of getting mugged, and now you have ruined everything.
Oh, no problem, Jack. I'll fix that for you. Here, give me that pipe there.
Owie! You have bunked the ninja on the noggin. And now I am going to take a little sleepy nap. Good night, everybody.
Well, would you look at that? Little ninjas look so adorable when they are asleep, don't they?
Well, yes, but I'm wondering, why did he bring a blanket and a teddy bear and a pillow to a muggin in the first place?
Mr. Grumley?
Yeah, Jack?
It's a comedy show. Don't analyze it too much.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's bad news for Jack McUnemployable. Having failed at being a muggy, that's the person who's getting mugged. Jack finds himself no closer of his goal of being a total hobo. Will he ever find true unemployment? Find out on the next installment of the Sit Down Stand Up Show, right here next month on Artitunes. Come back then. And take your dog with you when you leave. He made a mess in here last time.
Cue the theme song.
Theme song? But we don't have a theme song.
Oh, that's okay. I stole the theme song from the help desk.
Kidding, we do have a theme song. Hit it, boys!